and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show, a third hour. Dan is now sitting in our control room answering the phones, and we're going to go right to them. Josh in Georgia, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Going just fine.
Yeah, I'm just calling to see if you was aware of this story and another example of the medical industry gone mad. There's a story here where there's a gentleman who's going to prison for allegedly killing his child for shaken baby syndrome.
Yes.
And we've all heard of that. There's thousands of people probably in prison now because of that. Well, it turns out that this disorder probably does not exist because experts in the medical field and in biology and so forth and so on did several studies where they determined that it basically would be impossible for someone to shake their baby enough to cause brain bleeding, and that this is being caused by some other illness.
It's not an illness, it's vaccines. It's vaccines. You know, when newborn babies in the United States, there's something like 30 mandated vaccinations they have to have when they come into the world here, and we know these vaccines are very toxic. And this has been brought up before, where a lot of medical experts are now saying that parents are being unjustly accused of shaking their babies without any proof, and of course they can't prove they didn't, in order to cover up the fact that these vaccines are killing, you know, a percentage of the infants that that are being injected with them.
Yeah, yeah. And also to highlight the current snitch culture, he was turned in by a doctor, one of the doctors at the hospital. Just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, it's a major problem. We understand that this medical industrial complex has become so powerful that they're allowed to sell products that are provably dangerous, and it's kind of amazing. We'll be watching TV and we'll see one of these glitzy, very expensively produced commercials for the new medication, and it's immediately followed by the ambulance chasing law firm saying if you took that same medication, you're entitled to compensation for the damage it caused. It's all about the money. It's all about churning money out of the system. Obamacare is just more of the same. To force us to buy more expensive health insurance policies with higher deductibles. It's all about sucking what remains of the wealth of the American people out of our pockets and giving it to the corporations. And we absolutely are not a democracy anymore. We're not a capitalist society anymore. We have gone all the way into a complete fascist economic dictatorship.
And we're seeing
all the ills of a fascist economic dictatorship. Poor quality products that kill people. They'll have to pay a tiny fine when they get caught, which they just write off as the cost of doing business. They take it off their taxes, and they're still reaping in billions and trillions in profits.
Exactly right, Mike. And I really think that these idiots in government are shooting themselves in the foot, because, first of all, if you keep pressing and pressing the public, eventually you're going to force them, if you keep stripping them of more and more wealth, more and more of their labor, more and more of their income, eventually you're going to force the people to do one or two things, and that is pretty much figure out a way to go around you. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, that's happening a lot already. There's a huge underground economy. The government's trying to figure out some way they can shut it down or impose taxes on it. I mean, right now, this government's highest priority, in order to keep this little Ponzi scheme, central bank-based economy propped up a little bit longer, their only solution is find a way to take more money away from the American people. And we're out. We're tapped out. We're broke out here.
Yeah,
and people in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street who think the solution to all of their self-made problems is to just find another way to loot the general population, it's not going to work because there's nothing left out here for them to take.
You're right, and the people eventually are going to get tired of it. And the shame is all they have to do is kick the bankers out and abolish the Fed or nationalize the Fed. And a lot of these problems, all of these wars and everything else, would pretty much disappear.
Of course, and we've had three presidents who had the courage to stand up to the bankers, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, and John F. Kennedy. All three of them were subject to assassination attempts, two of which were successful. And again, you can read the details in All Wars or Bankers' Wars, which has really gone viral around the globe. A lot of people have linked to that, more than 2 million links to it. There's the video that somebody made out of it. Yeah, all of the evils of the world that we are suffering go back to that model of private central banks being allowed to issue all of the currencies a loan at interest. And that model of private central banking, we fought a revolution to try and break free of it, only to have our own government sell us back into the same scam 100 years ago. Those private central banks are the common enemy of all mankind, because from private central bank to wars of conquest is an irrevocable, inevitable process.
Yep, which is why it's all going to take the people standing up. All right, Mike, thanks. Keep doing what you're doing, Mike.
As long as I possibly can, and we're going to switch over to Bob in California. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Well, I'm doing okay for a Tuesday.
Well, I share your frustrations. I really do. When it comes to people who think they can operate on wireless, wired, and radio wave networks in an anonymous manner, I'm sorry to tell you folks out there, you simply cannot do it. The Internet, for example, known as the ARPANET, is by design a vendor-independent open system, which means security never was an assumption when it comes to the Internet. That's point number
the
one.
The original design of the ARPANET before, and it was never intended to be made available to the ordinary public. It was a government project for government use. It was designed so it could survive the loss of one-third of its structure and still operate in anticipation of a potential nuclear war. And the government did not want it made available to ordinary Americans. They fought tooth and nail to keep it from happening back in the 1970s, and they failed. And the genie is out of the bottle. And, you know, what they're doing, though, is they're backdooring all of the servers in order to monitor all communications on the Internet. And all of that is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. This government absolutely has no intention of respecting your constitutional rights or even respecting the letter of their own law. They're completely out of control at this point.
Well, here's the second point. Here's the second point. So here we are in the 1990s, 2000, and of course, our most recent years, trying to secure the endpoints on an open and secure system. Never mind, you know as well as I do, the NSA has key players and all engineering consortiums making it very clear, these are the back doors you're going to have in place, these are the master keys you're going to give us. Ladies and gentlemen, any encryption that you are allowed to use free of harassment is an encryption standard or method that's already been backdoored by the NSA. That's simply how it is.
That's true, and that's why when I did my NSA challenges, I did that as an exercise to show to people that if, in fact, you need to secure your communications from the government, you have to create and encode your own encryption, whether it's your Aunt Mary's top-secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, your new business plan, your new product that you're developing. Otherwise, somebody in the government's going to grab that right off the net and beat you to the investors. I mean,
exactly.
I've lost count of how many FBI agents have been brought up on insider trading charges based on information they stole from your laptops and your smartphones.
Yeah, yeah. See, I work in the industry, the telecom industry. I understand all this, and I myself, believe it or not, do not present myself on the Internet in an anonymous fashion because I know it's an exercise futility. People know who I am when they look up my name online and so on because I realize it's a waste of time trying to do otherwise.
Well,
anything you
want
to keep secure, it's got to be person to person. That's it. Bottom line, someone you trust face to face. That's the only way you can transfer information securely.
Unless you're using domains by proxy, which I think was set up to allow government agencies anonymous websites because of all those embarrassment when, you know, back before domains by proxy, when there'd be an Al-Qaeda website and it would track back to someplace in Virginia, and that's when domains by proxy came up, which allows anonymity to a select few in an internet where anonymity is banned for all. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to get back to the torture scandal. Apparently, Rebecca Gordon has a new book out called Mainstreaming Torture, in which she makes the claim that polls are showing support among the American people for the U.S. government's use of torture. In fact, that it's actually gone up since Bush was in office. And this is a pathetic piece of propaganda to try and convince you that, hey, you shouldn't complain about the use of torture because all your friends and neighbors are in favor of it. And they're not. We ran our own poll on whatreallyhappened.com. Do you approve of U.S. government torture? And as of the last time I checked, 659 votes for no and 11 votes for yes, who I presume are all these government agents who monitor this site for various purposes. And what's going on here is more than simply trying to convince you to suppress your outrage over the fact that the U.S. government is spending your money to torture innocent people in Iraq to find weapons of mass destruction that never existed, to waterboard people until they confess to anything that needs to be confessing to. But it's an attempt to compromise your principles and to trap you psychologically, because once you step over that line into accepting that torture is okay, you are trapped. You can't go back. From then on, you are a fanatical supporter of the U.S. government because the government must be right. Because if the government is ever wrong, then you were wrong to support them, and most people aren't going to face that. Every tyrant in history has lured their people across that line of moral compromise to the point where they can't face themselves any longer. And the only way they can preserve their self-image and their self-esteem is by blindly, fanatically following the tyrant. Hitler did it to the Germans, Stalin did it to the Russians, and the U.S. government is doing it to you. They want you to compromise what you know to be morally right and wrong by tricking you into going along with torture with this idea that the majority of your fellow Americans are cool with that. Because once you make that bargain, once you step across that line, then they got you. Then they got you. You will back this government down to the destruction of this country rather than go back and say, yeah, I was wrong to support torture, and I was wrong to support a government that resorts to torture. Now, over in Great Britain, the government there is trying to block publication of the Senate Intelligence Committee report on torture and extraordinary rendition. The lobbying apparently is just happening at all levels. And this is being done to protect Tony Blair, Jack Straw, and Dearlove, who we now know knew all along the torture was being done and did nothing to interfere with it or stop it. So probably over in Great Britain, there'll be a report saying, oh, actually, the majority of the British people in polls show that they were absolutely okay with the use of torture here. Now, Cy Hirsch is back with a new story, and he's talking about Benghazi and what was going on there. And he is shifting the focus away from the lack of security at the Benghazi consulate, and he's focusing on what he's calling the rat line, which was that, in point of fact, the U.S. consulate in Benghazi was a way station for an arms smuggling ring that was taking arms from Libya's arsenals and smuggling them into Syria to give to the hired mercenaries. And that maybe the attack on the consulate was an attempt to try and destroy the evidence trail. But one thing I think we can all agree on is the U.S. government's lying about Benghazi. And that's really all we need to know. We don't need the fine details. We just need to focus on the fact we live under a government that rules us and controls us with lies, fraud, and deception. I don't give my consent to that. Remember what it says in the Declaration of Independence. Governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. I don't consent to be lied to. I absolutely do not. Apparently, videos are now surfacing from inside Syria. This is being reported by Reuters, showing the hired mercenaries in Syria using U.S.-manufactured anti-tank rockets. So the U.S. is escalating that situation. We're going to grab another phone call here. Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You know, I think when I think of the Nuremberg trials, and Robert Taft said that it was victor's justice, and they basically were conducting these trials to make what had happened look legitimate. And then I look at this torture. I happen to think myself that the Mossad was behind 9/11, but I think that they're getting these guys and they're torturing them to the point where they'll admit, yes, it was me, I did it.
Yeah, very much. We already know that's happening. I mean, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they waterboarded him 180 times to get him to confess to being the mastermind of 9/11. They took his kids and put them in these dark metal boxes with stinging insects and made him listen to the kids screaming in the dark while they were being bitten.
That's just so inhumane. It's disgusting. It's despicable. These people are subhuman that they could do something like that.
Yeah, and they seem to like finding government jobs, too, and that's the doom of our nation here.
Anyway, I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for the phone call. Now, as you know, not too long ago, Colorado decriminalized marijuana. And they did it over the screaming objections of, say, oh, if you legalize marijuana, it's going to be riots in the street, it's going to be anarchy, it's going to be all this horrible things. Didn't work out. 3 months after the decriminalization of marijuana, Denver property crime is down. Violent crime is down. Everybody's staying at home getting mellow. The only crime that seems to have gone up is arson, and that's probably resulting from people who are falling asleep with a lit doobie in their hand. Remember what George Carlin used to say? He used to tell the story about when he was growing up and there were gang fights and, you know, all of a sudden marijuana swept the neighborhood and gang fighting went away. People stopped making zip guns in shop class, started making hash pipes. Now, getting back to the issue of abuse of police, not too long ago in Pennsylvania, there was this horrible incident where a Pennsylvania state trooper stomped a handcuffed man in the head during a botched 2009 drug raid. They didn't even have the right house. Guy was on the floor, handcuffed. The trooper stomped on his head while he was handcuffed on the ground, broke his teeth, broke his nose, and fractured two of his facial bones. And the courts just acquitted him because the state trooper said this handcuffed man on the ground was trying to attack him. The autopsy report has been released regarding the Capitol Hill police shooting of that woman. Miriam Carey was driving around the White House, apparently made a wrong turn into the White House driveway. The Secret Service went ballistic. The cops started chasing her around, and they finally pulled her over, and they shot her. And the autopsy says she was shot 5 times, including the head. And they have not been able to find any evidence that this woman did anything other than to get lost in traffic. Now, you remember that story in Washington, D.C., where they had this guy who had antique replica bullets. They're not even live shells. It's just, Civil War-type lead ammunition. And the courts in the District of Columbia convicted him for owning this inoperable, useless ammunition. It was a display item. And the judge found him guilty of attempted possession of unlawful ammunition just a few weeks ago after a 3-month trial. Now they're demanding he register as a gun offender with the police. And apparently the tax people have now shown up trying to make his life even more miserable. Talk about tyranny on the march. We got to take a break for our commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, we're getting this report out of ActivistPost.com, where the FBI is now visiting gun stores specifically to monitor the conversations and identify people talking about the evils of big government and the unconstitutionality of the federal government and the law of the land. And they're taking names, you know, and it's just part of that whole intimidation campaign. Now, interestingly enough, up at the University of Calgary in Canada, there was an incident where apparently this kid went postal, went ballistic, and stabbed 5 people to death at a house party near the university. Now, there are 2 lessons to take away from this unfortunate incident. One, banning guns does not end violence. 2, banning guns prevented these people from defending themselves from this knife-wielding attacker, who, as it turns out, is the son of a police officer. And, of course, my first question here is, was this kid on antidepressants? Because it sounds like the sort of out-of-control mass violence that can be triggered by these SSRIs. Now, you probably remember the TSA has this behavior screening program where they're just watching how you behave as you walk into the airport up to the gate. And so far, its rate of success has been absolutely zero. A lot of false positives, not one genuine terror threat. So, of course, the TSA is going to expand the program. Because it means more money. Now, over in Africa, the government of Guinea is saying that there has been a noticeable drop in the development of new Ebola cases and fatalities, from which they are deducing that the outbreak is nearly under control, which is good news for those of us who were worried about it spreading wildly around the planet. Interesting article over at naturalblaze.com, where Dr. Bernard Delbecq of France, he's a former pharmaceutical industry physician with Merck, basically came out and said Gardasil is going to be the greatest medical scandal of all times. And we know Gardasil is being promoted. It's a $300 shot. The doctor gets half that money. They're giving it to young children. A lot of girls have been harmed by it. Now they're trying to sell it for boys as well. The boys don't get cervical cancer. In fact, it's a very, very rare disease. And here's the kicker. That shot has a finite lifetime. It's only about 5 years or so, which means by the time the kids are old enough to become sexually active and at risk, they need a whole nother shot. Well, why'd you give them the shot when they were so young? Because it's $300. Over in Bronxville, New York, there's a lawsuit against a doctor and a hospital. William McCormick went into surgery to have his appendix removed. And then imagine his shock when he discovered years later, suffering abdominal pain, he still had his appendix. They'd opened him up. Apparently somebody forgot to remove the appendix. They'd closed him up, sent him the hospital bill. Another story here. This is a very tragic story. It was reported in the Daily Mail over in Great Britain. There was a woman who, after suffering 8 years of agonizing ankle pain that kept her from walking, was driven by pain to commit suicide. And all along she had been saying the doctors had left something inside her ankle. And the husband had her cremated, and when the ashes were delivered to the husband, he was stunned to find a 2-inch titanium surgical screw in the ashes. She'd been right all along. Nobody wanted to dare suggest that doctors aren't perfect and hospitals aren't wonderful. Now, as we mentioned before, China has gotten into this habit of rejecting U.S. corn shipments over concerns about GMO. And these corn shipments are sent to China with the assurance they're GMO-free. China will test, find GMO contamination, reject the shipment. China has now turned to Brazil as their primary supplier of non-GMO corn. This is an 80% reduction in U.S. corn exports to China. Of course, if Monsanto can't sell it to China, they're going to sell it to you, which is why they're working so hard to get a federal law to make it illegal for the states to mandate GMO labeling on products. Russian government has the exact opposite approach. The Russian government is considering a law to outright ban all GMO. And any products that are being imported that are determined to be GMO, they will reject them the same way that China is doing. We have a caller on the line. I forgot to get to Renee in North Carolina. Aloha, Renee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about the evil of inaction or silence. You know, we cannot have the systemic corruption that we have without a hell of a lot of evil of inaction. Let's say there's a school where the kid chews a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. And the principal goes to do something about it. Well, if the entire staff of teachers and teachers' aides and janitors went to that principal and said, "Are you crazy?" it would stop. But no, and that's just one example, okay? The thing is, it's the all these people who they consider themselves very good people.
Yeah.
They go to church on Sunday. But see, to me, these people are more insidious than the person they send out to double tap you in the back of the head, do the wet work, because he's more honest about what he is. A lot of these people that chip away, destroying the spirit of people, making life hard for them, hurting their lives in insidiously small ways, can be in denial, lie to themselves. I'm really going to hate the word denial because it's just too kind.
Can I interrupt here? What we're seeing here in the United States is a repeat of what we saw in Germany under the Nazis. It was called the Good German Syndrome. And that was the people of Germany, both in and outside the government, who knew something was going wrong, and they were just saying to themselves, if I don't speak out, if I don't complain, if I do as I'm told, nothing bad will happen to me. And, of course, we know the end result. The Germans had their country destroyed from under them, were subjected to all kinds of vilification, economic looting following the war, unfortunately, you can ignore politics, but politics will not ignore you. You are the fodder for all government wars, tyranny, torture. You pay for all of that stuff here. And unfortunately, it is a false notion to say that if you don't speak out, if you don't complain, if you do everything right, that you will be safe from harm. That's not true, because the U.S. government is going to lose this war just like Germany lost their war.
Oh, yeah, and see, a lot of people who haven't had their turn yet, okay, having these people destroy their lives, and they're trying to avoid that, they don't really understand how awful it is. You know, all of our institutions are corrupt, and we talk about it all the time. Oh, yes, the government's corrupt. You know, what really irks me is they say, you know, it's our fault. We let it happen. Excuse me? Only the people inside an institution corrupt it. I can't corrupt medicine if I don't work in medicine. How am I going to do that? It's the same thing with government. How could I, on the outside, and I know this for a fact because I know I've known about corruption. I've probably made over 100 phone calls, called the FBI, attorney general's offices, governors, lawyers, everything I could, and all they do is I was never once asked, well, could you bring in your evidence and let us take a look at it? That never happened.
I went through the same thing with Vince Foster. The system is insulated. And again, we were reporting earlier on this scientific study that says the United States is not a democracy. It's an oligarchy. We are a fascist dictatorship where the ultra wealthy are calling all of the shots. And they didn't get ultra wealthy by expressing an excess of concern over the lives of ordinary people.
Yes, it's an insider's club and an outsider's, and we're the outsiders, and it's only that they only help the connected. You know, George Carlin is famous for being a comedian, but I think he's one of the most acutely aware political analysts, you know, and he says it's a big club, and we're not in it, and that's exactly how it works.
Toward the end of his career, you know, where he reached the point where he was going to go out there and he was going to try and tell the truth to everybody. Same thing. We saw the same thing with Michael Crichton with some of his later works like State of Fear. You reach a point finally where you've got enough money and you've lived long enough where you decide you're not afraid to go out there and tell the truth to the people about what's really going on. Renee, we have to let you go. We're coming up on another commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these words from our sponsors.
Have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Doing it, fighting the arrow, maybe at the radio. Tired of the
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently there's a group called Organic Spies who last week launched a boycott movement against Monsanto stock, and they called it Operation Monsanto Stock Plunge. And they're calling for everybody to divest Monsanto stock until they deal with the problems with GMO. And apparently, Monsanto was one of the biotech industries that really took a hammering on the stock market last week. Oh, let's see. Pope Francis is out there asking for forgiveness of child sex abuse by Catholic priests. And no, we don't forgive you until you stop the problem here. And apparently over in Alabama, they've got a pastor who's accused of raping a family member inside the church when she was 14 years old. And I get a lot of emails saying, you know, why are you just always on these clergy for sexual abuse? Well, because they hold themselves up as a moral benchmark, where they're supposed to be these godlike individuals who understand the difference between right and wrong. And they're not. apparently the Dutch Catholic Church has confirmed that a bishop who died last year had sexually abused a couple of boys. And I am sorry, but if you're going to hold yourself up as the moral guidance for your flock, you should live a moral life. And again, there's a lot of people in the church who are living exemplary lives. But, you know, there's something about those robes that attracts some questionable people. They're drawn to occupations where they can put on some kind of a costume and they get instant respectability from it. They're immediately above reproach, whether it's a politician's suit or a police officer's uniform or the robes of a clergy. And that is unfortunately just the reality of that. Now, going up here and looking at the latest news here, we're still seeing a lot of concern over what's going on over at the Bundy Ranch and trying to figure out, will the U.S. basically go back to being a court battle, which they could conceivably lose, because the law is not on the side of the Bureau of Land Management. Everything that they're doing is a violation of the Enclave Clause and the Fifth Amendment. And the Bundy family has a clear title, including under the Homestead Act, all the way back to 1887. Now, we are getting reports that the Bureau of Land Management is still out there in the area in force. They may wait for something newsworthy to happen where we're looking the other way to swoop in and do another Waco-like operation. Ron Paul is out there saying that absolutely there's that possibility. This government wants to absolutely send a message that you don't stand up to the government no matter how wrong they are. By the way, speaking of Ron Paul, apparently his nonprofit organization is now being targeted by the Internal Revenue Service, and apparently the dispute came over demands by the IRS for the names and contact information of all the donors supporting Ron Paul and his campaign for liberty. Now, Ron Paul maintains that that is information the IRS does not need to have. The IRS took the opposite position, apparently hit Campaign for Liberty with a massive, massive fine. They're going to try and find them out of existence. So here we are a year almost after the scandal broke of the IRS being used to target political groups and dissidents, and they're still doing it. They're still doing it. This is obviously not the action of a few rogue IRS agents. This is policy. Who sets the policy? The White House does. And I think going after Ron Paul is going to provoke a reaction almost as strong as what happened when they went after the Bundy Ranch. Because I think, judging from the tone of the phone calls and the emails I'm getting, I think the American people have reached their breaking point. And again, I am not encouraging anybody to initiate violence against the government, but clearly we're dealing with a government that is prepared to initiate violence against us to get what it wants. And that is just, unfortunately, the sad reality we're living in right now. And again, I'm not encouraging violence against the government. On the other hand, anybody who thinks I will interpose my body between those who do want to commit violence against the government and that government is dreaming. When violence comes, I'm going to stand on back. And I know which side I'll be cheering on. But again, we have seen the government preparing to violently put down the American people. Even the post office is out there buying assault weapons and hollow point bullets. I mean, come on, the post office? I don't think we should worry about that too much. We've all seen how postal workers, how fast they move at that counter. I don't see them as a significant deterrent to the American people. But again, listening to the phone calls and hearing the emails, everybody's angry, and that's a good thing. You know, anger and rage and hate get a bad reputation. We're not supposed to feel hate. Anger is supposed to be managed. But you know something? We evolved to feel those feelings for a reason. It's necessary for our survival. That when we and our families and friends are being attacked and abused, we're supposed to feel anger and rage in order to have the motivation to do something about it, to remove a threat to ourselves, our families, our communities. You're supposed to feel that way. So if you're like most of America and you're getting angry, that's okay. That's exactly how you're supposed to be feeling as you look at all of this abuse coming down from the United States government, which is clearly out of control. I'm in agreement with a lot of people that I think the government wants to provoke a confrontation that's small and contained and they can put down brutally to try and scare the rest of the slaves back to the slave cages. The one thing this government cannot deal with is 300 million Americans standing up and proclaiming to the rest of the world, I do not support this government's war agenda. I will not be the wallet of last resort for the failings and frauds of Wall Street. We know this government is lying about Iran's nuclear weapons just like they lied about Iraq's nuclear weapons, just like they lied about Assad's chemical weapons. And we're not believing it, and we proclaim to the rest of planet Earth, you shouldn't believe it either. There is nothing coming out of the U.S. government and the American corporate media that can or should be taken at face value. The people of the United States of America are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, way beyond Nazi propaganda to the Germans, way beyond Stalin's propaganda to the Russians. We live in a real life matrix, this illusion that's been wrapped around us about how we're good and they're all bad, and that the United States has some kind of a moral authority to invade and conquer other countries to force them to come into the modern economic system of private central banking. And that's what these wars are really all about. They're risking the incineration of the surface of planet Earth over just whose brand of paper and ink the human race will use for the next 100 years. That's what it's really all about. Conquering all the world's resource-rich areas, so those resources have to be bought with U.S. dollars, so the U.S. government and Wall Street get their mafia-like piece of the action over all global commerce. The United States is no longer a manufacturing and agricultural nation. They're a mafia nation. They're surviving only on enforcing a piece of the action of everybody else's activity. The Federal Reserve Act did it to the American people. Bretton Woods did it to the rest of planet Earth. And the rest of planet Earth is sick and tired of it. This war policy they're following, it's already failing. Nations are dropping the dollar faster than they can be conquered. And yet this government is unable to admit failure or error or change course. And that is why, sadly, the United States, as we have known it, is doomed. They cannot win this war against Russia and China. They're already committing the major strategic mistake that Hitler did, an over-reliance on high-technology wonder weapons of dubious quality. American weapons may be the most expensive on Earth, but they're proving to be boondoggles, all of them. F-22 still asphyxiating its pilots. F-35, an inferior dogfighter to the contemporary Russian jets, and they still don't even have that working. Independence-class littoral combat ships are underarmed, under-armored. Their electronic systems wide open to hacking. Must have been written by the same people who did healthcare.gov. Anyway, there's the music. It's time for Claire and I to get out of here and get something interesting done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, stay angry. Make good choices. Share what you know with who you know. Please spread the word about this radio broadcast and our websites and Republic Broadcasting. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.